Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. With American farmers increasingly relying on foreign ag labor, the Labor Department approved over 317,000 seasonal guest workers for the fiscal year ending September 30th, up 15% from last year. It was the highest number of jobs ever approved for H-2A guest worker visas. According to Agriculture.com, Florida, Georgia, and California were the leading states, together one-third of the U.S. total. A majority of equipment dealers do not support striking John Deere workers. According to a recent Farm Equipment Magazine poll, roughly 54% of dealers said they don't support the strike, while 37% said they did and 8.5% weren't sure. Deere workers have rejected two tentative contracts, but a Deere spokesman says there will not be a third offer. Dealers who do not support the strike accuse Deere of prioritizing its shareholders. Both U.S. beef and pork exports are on a record pace through September. According to the U.S. Meat Export Federation, beef export volume posted one of the best months on record in September, up 20% from a year ago. Export value jumped 59%, the second highest month on record. For the first three quarters of 2021, beef exports were up 18% from last year. Pork exports were down 1% from a year ago, but value was up 8%. For the year, exports were 1% above last year's record pace, while value climbed 9%. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.